All right, call a meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor, public comment. John?
What went on the special meeting they had last week or whatever it was?
There was a planning board meeting last week.
Planning board meeting.
They met with Hometown Liquors.
Huh?
They met with Hometown Liquor.
For what?
Wine and liquor.
Site plan review.
To get a site plan review.
Huh?
For a site plan review.
Oh, they're not gonna put that curbing in for them, are they?
They were, as far as I know, they were told that they had to update their site plan and put in whatever was required to bring that parcel up to, up to code.
But the village isn't doing it?
No.
No.
Because there was talk about that.
Well, if the property hadn't sold and was vacant, we were talking about doing it.
Why would that make a difference?
So we can make it not vacant.
Huh?
So we could make it not vacant.
We have these vacant properties in the village. This is the thought, is we have these vacant properties in the village. The mobile station's been vacant for over 10 years.
Yep.
The storage property's been vacant for 3 years.
Yep.
And if the curbing, I know when we talked to Said about the mobile station, the curbing and the sidewalks were an issue, and he walked away.
Can we stop here now? Can we, this public comment?
Yeah.
I'd like to have that moved so when the lawyer's here, so we could ask him questions. It's kind of foolish to have public comment when we can't ask the lawyer a question with it. Or move it down the agenda so we can.
Well, we have public comment at the end, too.
Okay, that'd be great. Let it go.
You know, if you wanna talk about it then, that's fine. Anything else? Yes?
I'm curious as to whether or not with the current virus, if we're making any, putting anything on our website or doing anything, say my neighbor who I know works, the car's suddenly there for 3 days. Do I call the police for that person and checked up on? I just don't know.
So what was, I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear exactly what's going on with your neighbor.
Well, no, I'm saying if, I'm wondering if I think that perhaps my neighbor got the virus because they normally work and the car has been sitting in the driveway for 2 or 3 days. As a neighbor and a village community, mm-hmm. How should we approach that?
I think that if you are concerned for your neighbor's well-being, you should call the police department and they will do a drive-by and knock on their door and just ask if they are okay.
Good.
That would be to do
I
so.
Would
and Officer Colado, the chief right here, if that is a concern,
yeah.
Feel free to speak to him and give him the information and he will look into
okay.
That.
So my question is, do we have a website or a place where we could give people the right avenue to go? For instance, if you notice that your neighbor who usually works,
well, I mean, you know,
to tell people where to go.
Do we have that on the website? No, probably we do not. I mean,
I'm
it doesn't
asking whether
yeah.
or not we would consider doing such a thing.
Well, if you know, I mean, if I'd have to think about that.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm not sure it's an appropriate thing to put on a website, you know, if you think you're, I mean, I would think if someone thought that their neighbor was in, you know, in dire straits of some sort, you would either go over and knock on there yourself or you would inform someone to go and knock
yep.
on the door. And we would be happy to do that if you would rather not. Like I say, I'm sure Officer Colano, Chief Colano would be more than happy
under any circumstances.
To take care of it. And yeah,
under
any circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that's going, there's a lot of hype about the virus, so we're not going to put anything on our website about the virus. There's new stuff going on every 15 minutes, so
yeah.
You know, you just can't keep up with it. But the virus is, it, you know, it looks, acts, and you know, does everything a normal virus does. I mean, it's a respiratory infection. It's, you know, it lasts a couple of weeks, and the only way you can tell if you got the, you know, the COVID-19 versus the regular flu is to get tested.
Right, I understand
it,
all
yeah,
that.
So
I was just specifically speaking of how we would, as villagers.
Yes.
As neighbors.
If you're concerned with the well-being of any neighbors, then just give us a shout and we'll check up on them for you. Okay. Anything else? Anyone else have anything? Okay. Approve the minutes of the previous meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions, alterations, additions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Approve the treasurer's report for February.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Report of departments, highway departments.
During the month of February, there was some a list of things that they did at the time. They salted the roads. They're starting to clear some drainage. I've requested the guys to give preliminary prices on equipment for the upcoming budget. They continue to patch some holes. We've ordered some signs. There was a complaint about ponding on Malden Street. The bins in the Village Hall, delivered trash totes. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Water department. All the samples are up to date. Turned water on Elm Street. Turned the water on at the old Key Bank. Fonte Control was here to address issues with the new water system. Turned water off at the Pine Tree Apartments. They had a pump issue. They did some work in the pump house, flagged the fire hydrants, worked on the water quality report with the clerk. Located and marked out UFPOs for digging exercises and attended excavation training seminar. Police department.
Chief Colano filed a written report for February. During the month, we had no arrests, 23 incidents, 18 traffic tickets. 8 of those tickets were for speeding. The average ticket was for 16.6 miles over the speed limit. There were also 3 tickets written for using portable electronic device while driving. 2 for failing to stop at a stop sign or red light, and several for lapsed motor vehicle inspections. The department also responded to an assortment of other incidents throughout the month. These included assisting other police agencies on 6 occasions, 3 EMS calls, 1 fire call, and 1 unattended death. The officers also assisted citizens on 2 occasions, as well as 2 other occasions, as well as responded to several noise complaints, harassment, and animal control related calls. The details of those incidents are in the written report. Unit 602, the 2016 Ford Interceptor, has 37,650 miles on it. Unit 603, the 2011 Ford Crown Victoria, has 57,800 miles on it. Unit 603 will be decommissioned next week or maybe in 2 weeks. All the emergency equipment will be taken out. The markings and decals will be uninstalled, and we'll put the factory back seat back in there so that we can put it back into service for the village. And so for a period of approximately 4 to 6 weeks, the department will be using just one vehicle. As I mentioned last week via email, the department is experiencing some personnel challenges at the moment. Officer Bilardo has obtained a full-time assignment at East Greenbush Police Department. As such, he's been granted a 3-month leave of absence from our department, and we'll reassess whether he'll even come back when that is up. He may or may not return. After approximately 7 years on the force, Officer Al Restifo is moving on. His plans are to leave the area and move on to Florida. I certainly want to commend Officer Restifo for his service, both to the village over the past 7 years and certainly to the country during his career in the military. He and Officer Menudo were the most recent officers that we sponsored to attend Zone 14 Policy Academy, Police Academy. So I think we got a good bit of service out of Officer Restifo, 7 years, and Officer Menudo is still here. Officer Restifo has been a workhorse. He's put in many shifts every week over those past 7 years, and his presence certainly will be missed. And I certainly wish him good fortune in his future endeavors. In order to backfill the shifts that Officers Bilardo and Restifo are leaving, the chief is working to recruit new officers to the force. And later in this meeting, we will consider one of those. Finally, I want to remind everyone that we'll have our exciting police open house this Friday, March 13th at 7 p.m. here. It will be right here at Village Hall. We'll have some light refreshments. And attendees will get a chance to meet the officers and talk with them about the job they do here in the village, as well as bring any concerns they have. So if you have questions about the department, want to meet the fine officers that work for the village, I encourage you to attend. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Trustee Scott, you want to start us off with other items?
Move on. I don't have a whole lot, although some of it, I guess, is topical. Most of the month I've been working with Chief Colano on both those personnel as well as the budget issues for our upcoming budget workshops. There's also some other items of new business about the trail we can talk about later on. Election day is next week on the 18th at noon to 9. Please come out and vote. And to sort of address the concerns or give some more information about the COVID-19 pandemic. As you are aware, it is a worldwide pandemic and we should be taking this very seriously. There are, as of 6 o'clock this evening, 216 confirmed cases in New York State. Closest ones to us are in Saratoga County. No need to panic, but we do need to take these seriously, these incidents seriously. There are some simple steps that we can do in our everyday lives. You probably know about these things already, but it's always good to continue to spread the word. You know, washing your hands is an important step, soap and water. Make sure you do it for 20 seconds. They recommend that you start, you know, sing a little song to yourself, so you do it for the amount of times. If you're not using soap and water, alcohol-based hand sanitizers are the best. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Stay home if you are sick. Cover your cough and sneeze with tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Don't put it in your pocket, put it in the trash. Clean, disinfect frequently. Frequently touched objects and surfaces. It's also advisable that you pay attention to the news. Local news especially has good information about what's happening right here. The State Health Department's website has a lot of good and up-to-date information. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's website are also places where you can get good information. I think we probably should put something on the front page that at least can direct people to those sources of information. I think we can handle that. We'll get that up as soon as we can. You know, I think this is not, we're not at the end of this. We're probably just at the beginning here. We just need to, you know, take it seriously and not rest on our laurels and, you know, I'm sure we'll be fine, but you know, just keep it in mind.
Charlie?
Nothing. Excuse me, nothing right now.
Terry?
Nothing. anything new, although I do, because of the discussion about the virus, and it's obvious that I'm sick. I am not contagious. I've been treated. I do not have the virus. I have laryngitis.
Yeah.
And really, the tail end of bronchitis, but I'm fine, and I wanted to be here. And I won't hug you or shake your hand.
Okay, over the last month, I've been working on the budget, as you all know, as we all have been working on. Also, I've been working with LaBerge, putting this bid package together, met with, got some letters back from Senator Jordan, got a letter back from Senator Jordan, who sent a letter to New York State DOT in support of our project, trying to get us some money for that. She's been very supportive. I know Assemblyman Ashby was also going to, is also supporting us. I don't have a copy of the letter from him, but I hope to get that in the next couple days. So hopefully they're, you know, we'll get the DOT to fund some of this project. I guess that's about it. Clerk, Missy, anything?
Yeah, all the reminder letters went out for past due refuse and October water bills. Also working on the April water bills that are going out soon. Water quality report will be with that. And I wanted to let you know the Girl Scouts will be using the pavilion on the 29th. They'll have a big cookie sale day if anybody's looking for their cookies. They'll be there from 9 to 3.
Okay, buildings and codes, have reports.
I'm gonna keep it short. Everyone has reports in their packet. The only activity that I thought was quite significant is that we did take one case to court. It seems we've reached agreement with the property owner and things are moving along well. We remain hopeful that we'll get full compliance and move past this.
Okay. Animal control?
Nothing right now.
Nothing. Beautification, historic preservation?
Nothing.
Nothing. Bicentennial? Nothing. Youth committee?
Just a reminder that the first Saturday of April, which is April 4th, is going to be the annual Easter egg hunt at Lions Lake. I believe it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and as I reported last month, the town youth committee will be running it and will be helping them as well. And also, Saturday, April 25th at 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll be marching in the annual parade, starting at Speedy Sales up to the...
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Up to the... ball field, and as most of you know, if you don't know, we now have not only just the town of Nassau, but Lebanon. New Lebanon has joined forces, so yes. Now we have two towns in that wonderful experience of Little League, which I know my grandson went through. It was wonderful. So that's about it for the month of April.
Okay. ZBA?
They have a meeting scheduled for the 24th. Again, on the referral from the planning board.
That's at 7?
Yeah.
And planning board, they met last week, right?
Yeah.
No old business?
Nope.
Okay. You're our new candidate.
Yep.
So, as I mentioned earlier in the meeting, Chief Colano has recruited an officer. Officers from Albany PD for our consideration. Her name is Officer Stephanie Martin. She can come up. Officer Martin has 7 years of experience as an officer with the Albany PD. Is decorated while winning the life-saving award in 2018 for her actions in a domestic dispute incident. Officer Martin is seeking employment with us. as she wishes to go part-time, and there's no opportunities in Albany to do so. Officer Martin has ties to our community. She has a relative in who's a resident of the village, and has been to our events in the summers, the community events. Chief Colano and I interviewed Officer Martin a couple weeks ago, and I'm confident that she'd be a worthy candidate for the police force, and would serve the residents of our community well. Chief Colano, do you have any other comments you'd like to make?
From a personal standpoint, you know, I'm retired from the police department. I never had the privilege of working with Stephanie, but I was part of the in-processing before I retired. So I know Stephanie. I've worked with her husband, Detective Lieutenant Al Martin. And when she left the Albany Police Department, she reached out because she wanted to keep her hands in law enforcement. And as opportunities arose and we had openings, I was very excited to be able to reach out to her, and she was very much interested in the position. So I do agree that from a professional standpoint, from a personal standpoint, I think she'll make an outstanding police officer for those Nassau.
So I included a resume in your packets. Does anybody have any questions?
Any questions for?
I don't.
Okay.
So if we don't have any questions, then I'd like to move to immediately hire Stephanie Martin as a police officer, rate of $17.90 per hour.
Okay, motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Terry.
Effective immediately?
Immediately.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Do we get two for one now? Was there a I'm sure he's a backup.
Yeah.
That's right. Trail maintenance agreement.
As we had just talked about last time.
Like, where's the agreement?
The Greenway sent over the maintenance agreement, proposed maintenance agreement.
It's a big packet.
It's a big packet. It's got some things. But the main gist of the agreement is that for the 0.8 miles of the trail that's in the village, the village would be responsible for mowing a 3 to 4 foot strip on either side of the trail approximately 4 times per year, as well as weed whacking around signpost benches and that kind of thing that are along the trail.
That could be a problem on John Street, because the way the trail is going down John Street and the temporary barrier on the east side of the trail is pretty overgrown.
I think they're going to clear it out. I mean, this doesn't start till after they finish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All they right. Got to finish it. They got to clear it, plant the grass, right, and then we'll cut it.
Yeah. And, and they might plant bushes or whatever, that we have to go around. But so that's the main responsibility. We don't have to plow. There's no plowing
of
the trail.
No.
We don't even have to plow in the parking area. We can if we like, but we don't have to.
How about signage?
They do the signage. If there is something wrong, if something's broken, if there's something needs to be repaired, we report it to them.
Okay.
And they repair it. We don't have to. We're not responsible for any of that. There was a question we had at different times. They had said, "Well, you need insurance." The insurance they were talking about was insurance for when one of our workers is on the trail working. It's not for the regular public using the trail. So we don't need that insurance. It's the details of the are in here, mm-hmm, in the thing.
Okay.
So I remember we had talked about, why would we get insurance for all the people who are going to use it? But it's really for when, you know, if Peter J are riding the mower and they get hurt working there, that we have insurance. Mm-hmm. So just
that's
like
better.
Just like
which
it
we
did,
do.
Right, which we do. We already have it. Right. I think there are, we Dave Gruenberg should probably look at it to make sure everything matches. I don't think we should vote on this today.
No.
I think we should read it through and make sure we're comfortable with everything and have him look at it as well. But those were the main pieces that I pulled out of it that, you know.
When's the completion?
End of the year.
End of November.
November this year.
Yeah. But they did say that when they are finished with pieces of it, they will open those pieces.
Okay.
So we may, ours may open earlier than November, but they didn't tell us anything more than the whole thing will be done by November.
They still got a lot of work to do. They only got the bridge steel in, they didn't put no decks down, they didn't put rails up.
Yeah, but, and they're going to start working again this month. That's what, that's what the email was.
There's still a lot to do.
But
I
there's
a question on that?
Sure.
You said weed whacking, right? Mm-hmm. And they're going to supply a mower?
Yes, that's part of the part
of
the.
Give us a weed whacker.
Probably not. That wasn't part of the deal. Just a zero turn mower they were going to supply.
Yeah. So they. So that was part of what else.
There's not a lot of weed whacking. I mean, it's you're going to run the mower on.
Are you going to supply a tick spray for the help that works down here?
So.
You're off the mower.
What was that, John?
Sorry. For tick spray, so guys don't get bit with ticks and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we'll protect them just like we protect them when they're out.
Are they supplying that stuff? Or?
Well, no. I mean, we have crews that go out and do mowing and stuff. It's just going to be an additional bit that has to be mowed. All we got to mow is through the ballpark, which we already
do. Weed whacking, Bob.
All they got to weed whack is around where the sign, if there's any signage in the
poles,
in the trail.
All poles and stuff like that?
Yeah, probably poles. But there'll be grass around them. They're not going to be in the weeds.
I thought just go wherever they want. I said I could be wrong.
Is there a is there a defined area? Because I know it runs down John Street. Is there a defined area? How far down John Street?
First bridge.
It's on the map.
The first bridge.
Yeah.
It's on the map in your packet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's
to
just
the first bridge.
Okay.
Over that bridge is Skodak.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just within the confines of the village.
Okay.
And then we mow south or north on 20 to the bridge at the end of Elm Street.
Right.
That's it. Then we're done. That's it.
And they maintain the mowers and the weed whacker and stuff like that.
No,
they bought them.
They bought them for us, and that, and we own them. We take care of them.
Yeah.
And we can use them anyplace else.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So I only have one more question.
Yeah.
Going across 20. What kind of, what's going to be the crosswalk on 20 from where the synagogue is or by the synagogue to where the liquor store is now?
So they don't, it's not in here, but there is a description of what that's going to look like. If I'm not mistaken, it will, it'll be appropriately, like large signs, those crossing signs, you know, like the people crossing. I think there's going to be a light on them that strobes.
Oh, okay.
And then when you cross, I believe, and again, you'd have to look at the, I'll get the exact details, but the, I think when you want to request to go across, it's like a button, like you normal street, and it then lights up even more. It won't, there's not a light there. There's not like a stop light. So, you know, but it'll be a big indication that someone is crossing.
Okay.
And you know,
there'll be signage saying that you
right.
know to yield to pedestrians right. in the crosswalk.
There's also, and I know we had talked about trying to lower the speed limit on that road as well. I saw in the state budget this year there was. Funny place to find this, but there was actually a town that got permission to lower the speed limit below that state law.
So if we might,
that would be something that Assemblyman Ashby would help us with. If we want to do that, I think it's worthwhile to try to get at least that section of it maybe lowered, even, you know, because it's 35 now. That seems too fast to me. Or, you know, maybe not too fast, but it's fast for someone who's, people are going to be crossing there.
So. You have kids going across it.
Right.
Big time.
Yeah. So I think that that might be something we should work on. Especially if we already have his ear on the other thing.
Mm-hmm. So.
In any case, so I think we should have Dave look at this. Yep. We should all look at it more closely, and then maybe next month. The other thing they sent us was they gave us the letter. Basically, it's a letter for us to sign that we accept the mower that they, I think it's the same mower that we got, that we already have. It's the same one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'd have two of them. I assume once we do that, they'll actually send it to us. But, yeah, so again, something for Dave to look
at. Yeah, I'll have Dave look at that too.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Niverville and Kinderhook have much extensive fencing. Are we going to get any of that nice fencing that they have along the trail?
They're not putting any fencing on the trail.
I haven't seen the fencing down there. Which part of it?
I know, I talked a little
when
about
When you're
it.
In North Chatham and you're looking to the left of the trail going behind Pryor and Williams,
okay.
All the fencing that's been put up.
I'll have to look at that.
Through Malaysia, there's all fencing.
Really?
Niverville, there's all low, nice fencing along the trail.
I'll have to look at that.
On both sides, been there for months.
Really,
well,
I just rode down it. I didn't see any of that, but I'll look more closely.
It's a low fence, a picket fence along both sides of the trail.
I wonder who put
behind
that
behind all those houses on 203.
You know, I wonder who put that there, because there is a group on that side in the county there. There's a group, a nonprofit group that's actually come together. They've raised quite a bit of money. I wonder if they had something to do with that. Might not have been the trail people.
It's right there in North Chatham and Niverville.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just thought maybe the trail people did it. It's on either side.
Yeah, the same thing. 48.
Oh, look.
Yeah, we don't have it. It looks nice.
Yeah.
That designates your lawn from the trail area. Just a low picket fence.
I know we talked about putting fencing in when they were, you know, 2 years ago when we first started this project, but.
I thought it was mentioned, but it's
it was,
not.
But
I
they it was
would just be getting clear because the trail drops off extensively before you get to the bridge on John Street.
Mm-hmm.
The trail is right along a 10-foot drop off.
Oh, anything that drop. Oh, yeah, yeah. So any part where there's a drop off, there is going
to
be fencing. Yes,
that's
definitely, definitely.
Not to. Right.
Mm-hmm. But not as a. I don't, as far as I understand it, not to differentiate someone's yard from the
well,
thing.
Well, I'm just saying the trail.
I know.
I wasn't on the trail. I just looked down the trail, and there were beautiful fences, and I hope Nassau gets them. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. But where there's a drop-off, there's definitely going to be fencing. Yeah. They've talked about that.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Evidently, the lawyer's tied up in East Greenbush.
All right, can I ask you the question then?
Ask away.
Okay. I just can't see putting our tax money when we don't even have decent sidewalks for the last 20 years. We have a water tank that hasn't been paid off, and we're going to rebuild somebody's property so they look better, and hopefully they sell it. And what if they don't sell it? Then where you go? We don't even own that. It's New York State property. Now, in the case of the liquor store, not ours, it's the New York State. I mean, why build somebody else's property? I mean, somebody can't sell their house? Well, let's throw $50,000 into it. Maybe you get it. You know, it just ain't right.
Well, we've kicked this around a lot, and I know you've made this same
speech. I know. I like to see
it put
up for public vote before the village people could vote it, because you're talking serious money between the two places that you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the money can be spent someplace else.
It could, you're right.
For fencing along the trail, if they don't do it, that's a good one.
But I mean, I just can't see that. And the other thing is, Bob, like the signs ain't up on for weight. Now that's not an issue if that road is made the same capacity as Route 20, mm-hmm. then the truck can handle it. But if it isn't the same specs as Route 20, it's not made for that weight, and it's going to tear apart. Why should we put money into that road without protecting ourselves?
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, we're going to look at the weight limit signs and get them up.
But I mean, if they build the road the same specs as they do Route 20, not a problem.
They're not, though. They're just going to mill it down and repave it.
Yeah,
it's going to be the same as it is.
You know,
same capacity of street that it is.
The biggest thing is the catch basins.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of weight on those things. Are 80,000 pounds going over the road.
Mm-hmm. Understood. All right, so we are open for public comment, so if anyone else has anything they would like to discuss or bring up.
No, you're not.
What did we miss?
We're on D, property assessment.
Oh, we canceled that.
Yep. Okay, what about, all right, go ahead, never mind.
Okay.
You canceled this?
Yeah. Okay, so resolution, set the annual meeting for April 6th at 7:30. Entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Terry?
I'll second.
Charlie? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion's carried. Set a public hearing for proposed local law.
Number one.
Tax cap excess. That is to raise taxes above the tax cap. April 8th. 6:45 p.m.
And do you think we're going to need it?
I do not, but like you say, we might as well put it in just so we have it in case it becomes necessary, but we don't anticipate using it.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Set a public hearing for the proposed 2020-21 budget. Presentation, April 8th, 7 o'clock.
Make a motion.
Motion by Terry, second by Charlie. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Pay bills number 349 through number 371 in the amount of $14,096.38 in the general fund and $6,208.21 in the water fund, and $3,499.40 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. We are adjourned.